to the doghouse. See if you can shut that movie and sound off right away. Turn the music down.
You want it all the way off?
I'll do it. That's what happened last week. It just dropped down precipitously. Well, this week we're going to entertain Warren.
I'm like Gino Spinelli.
Yes, Warren wants to talk about spaghetti. So we're going to talk about spaghetti on today's show.
Ken, you're old enough and know me long enough to remember when I had the magazine.
Of course, one of the guys
that used to help me with the magazine always wrote his name in it as Gino Spinelli.
Right?
I don't remember what his real name was. I'm going to say it was like Nate or something. But that was like his like moniker. He wanted to be Gino Spinelli. And I'm watching the World Superbike race last weekend, and I'm like in tears laughing. And I'm like, that guy was slow as everything.
Now he's fast.
Now he's fast. And there's no way that Spinelli I know would have been able to pull off a move like that.
Yeah, so maybe he has his mother's genes or something.
I don't know. I don't know. But I just thought that was wild. I was rooting for Spinelli. So I was like,
should we just dispose real quickly of World Superbikes since we didn't talk about it last week? Okay, so what's his name? Spiralina? What's Spinelli?
Spinelli.
Spinelli won in World Superbike Race 1, right?
In a genius move, right? Like, went out there, built up the tires, and then had the luck of the Irish. Gino Spinelli obviously is Irish because they're catching him. They're gaining 3 seconds a lap on him. There's 5 laps to go. He's 2.5 seconds ahead of him, and Locatelli blows a motor and puts track. I mean, it was almost like he rode zigzag patterns across the track to stop it.
He sold his soul to the devil. We all understand that on this show.
I get it. I've done it myself several times.
Yep.
Shelby Bastard hasn't figured out I don't have a soul.
And then Ratzgadioglu won race two, right? Ratzgadioglu won race two.
Top rack.
I forgot about it because I figure I got 2 months to figure it out.
That's why we weren't rushed to talk about it. We're not going to mention these things.
No, because if we don't talk about it, the entire racing community will forget the series even exists.
And that's sad.
And it's slowly
good racing.
We should have an over under for the book of no accountability. When does World Superbike cease to exist?
Well, if I go by the AMA, because we had these same discussions about AMA as the series was shrinking down, and I'm gonna say, Phil, that was probably like 2012, 13 time frame, And we were talking about because the series kept getting smaller and smaller, and the distance between the races increased, and then of course they sold the naming rights out to Moto America, but by then they had basically depleted most of the stops, and Moto America's not been able to really rebuild. A schedule.
I think they've done. They could have
okay job, but they're
not much though. I mean, a little bit, but not much.
Well, you know, I think
I remember when we raced at VIR. You know,
well, there was other things behind the VIR issue, but they replaced VIR with other.
They're not growing. They're not.
Yeah, they're growing television wise and view wise. Here's what I'll say about the tracks. And this was one thing that, if you remember, Ken, we actually talked with them about, and I know Warren talked with them about, is that AMA used to be like, it was like the partnership, kind of the whole reason we don't have flat track at Hagerstown anymore.
Right.
Because like if it bombed, they didn't want anything to do it. Now Moto America is just renting the track. Right. Yeah. And they're doing everything themselves. So they got to be more careful of their market. They got to be a couple other things. But that also takes you from the, we're partnering with you, so we're going to give you the good weekend, to you're just running out the track, buds.
Yeah, and we don't, right. And because we're paying for it, we don't care.
Right. And I think that's all. Now,
which means that people don't have
America doing that in some aspects.
That means you don't have to worry about filling the stands because, you know, but you lose out on part of the gate. That's money, right?
Yeah. You do, but they're making up with it. Through TV and subscriptions.
Well, the subscriptions, they're not making up on. Not making it up on television.
Oh, they've actually got decent ratings.
I think that a lot coverage on TV for those types of series is more charitable than financially rewarding. I think the subscription, which we touted for years for them to do, was their route to making any money.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's the same with MotoGP and World Superbike in the US.
Yeah, but MotoGP probably, World Superbike I think they've gotten themselves into that. MotoGP, I think, is the sponsors are big dollars, right? We're talking about big dollar sponsors there. So,
and I think World Superbike is in worse shape than Moto America. Probably in worse shape than BSB.
At this point, I agree.
Yeah.
At this point, I agree. But you would never have said that 5 years ago.
Yeah. Things can turn around.
Yeah, things can turn around, but I think Moto America
is also taking a lot of risk trying new things.
We'll see what the new owners of Dorna do.
Liberty.
Yeah, and we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised though if they don't sell off that property.
Here's how we know. Here's we can't make a guess on how long World Superbike's going to be around till their next TV contract. If they go to NBC, I give them 2 years.
Yeah. That would definitely, I agree. I can't argue that.
I mean, because NBC is such a leech on the racing community. It's almost killing Supercross.
I think World Superbike has written off the U.S. market. I really do.
Oh, they have.
They've written it off. So even if they go to NBC, they're still going to be, they're still going to be getting good coverage in Europe. That's not what's going to kill them. I think what's going to kill them is the sponsorships. Right, I think they're going to have more and more trouble getting sponsors.
And we
know that the field's shrinking as well, not just the number of stops. So,
you don't get coverage, you don't get racers,
you don't get the sponsorship money. That's what it's all about, right?
And you don't get the bikes.
Sponsors want exposure for their product. Yeah. Otherwise, why sponsor?
And even the team sponsors, right? They want the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Now, where I disagree with you on Moto America is that they are trying new things. They're doing the King of the Baggers. They're bringing different classes in. They're doing a lot to try to bring motorcycling racing back to the forefront.
But the only thing they've done that I think has any merit because it allows them to get a little bit broader audience is King of the Baggers. I don't see the under series are going to draw a lot of people in. They're entertaining. It's good when you go for a weekend, but I mean, King of the Baggers is a good idea because you get some of the, middle age and above riders. But I don't, the Junior Cup and things like that. I mean, it's the entertaining.
Junior Cup's for development.
That's where you got to grow the people to be your next set of racers. And if you don't do that, you're not going to have anybody except club racers.
That wasn't a problem before. I mean, in the old AMA Superbike days, they didn't have any problem. A lot of those people came up out of Weira and Azra and stuff like that. So
they're not doing that now, though.
Why wouldn't they be doing it? I mean, the guys that are in Azra and in Weira, if they're winning, they use that as a chance to get in because it's
hard to find the backers.
Yeah,
it is extremely hard to find. Yeah, but you remember, Phil, early days when we were watching AMA Superbike and the Daytona Sportbike, a lot of these guys were work during the week and race on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
And they would drag the bikes around the country themselves.
Some of them still do.
Some of them still do. Very few, but I mean, it was doable.
You'd be surprised. I'm always shocked at how many of them still have real jobs.
Well, I think maybe in now the current Super Sport series, yes, because that field's huge, right? There's a lot of Super Sport riders.
Yes.
They probably do have a lot of that.
And that's good.
Well, that's good in one sense, right? But how much of that field is ever going to get beyond that?
Well, I just saw a headline.
I would say less than 10 riders have any chance of ever getting into Superbike.
Can Euros are cheery.
Facts suck.
Go ahead.
I just saw a headline, and I haven't had a chance to read the article, so I'm not going to go and read it to you guys. But the headline is 200 rider entries for Superbikes at the Barber race this weekend.
200 entries.
That's what it says.
200. Maybe there's an extra zero in there. 200 riders and Superbikes.
I'm scanning down through here.
Is it the Vintage Weekend there? I don't know. it could be the Vintage Weekend.
Who's the guy that's on row 65? Okay.
Well, that doesn't mean they're going to qualify.
They're gonna have guys starting a lap down already.
Yeah, by the time they get
room.
I think that's a typo, Warren. I don't believe there's 200 Superbike riders. Would you ever want a field
The article came out today, and I'm reading the headline word for word.
So Warren, all right, I'm going to put this in, and it's a new doghouse policy. No more of that.
Reading a story the first time on the air.
Yeah.
Right. No more. I read this headline, right? Because if I read that headline, there are aliens landing in the next town.
200 entries on superbike. Six race classes.
And they're amongst the 200 riders in the superbike.
No, 200 entrants in the whatever. Six race classes. So the headlines is misleading.
No, it's because the event's called Superbike at Barber. Superbikes at Barber.
Yes, yeah.
So there's 200 entries through what, 10 classes?
Yeah.
Five classes. Right.
Still, that's a bunch of folks.
The event
I'm really disappointed now.
The event is called Superbikes at Barber. No more, Warren. No more. You're
really
not allowed to read any headlines.
I can read them all I want.
No, I will mute you.
I'm so disappointed now. I was so looking forward to seeing whether somebody could get through from 199th place to get on the podium.
That would have been nice.
Could you imagine?
Mr. Irrelevant.
Could you imagine qualifying?
Would you qualify for Superbike? Well, I was 125th.
That was good. That was good, Warren. Very good.
I was 125th, but I wasn't last.
What did you finish? 164th. Not bad, man.
That's like the top 20%. I don't know. That's the top 80%. What? Oh, geez.
Oh, that was excellent, Warren.
All right.
Very good.
But anyways, congratulations. Let's go back to World Superbike and get away from this before I get aggravated and mute everybody but myself. Congratulations to Spinelli because that was a great move. Congratulations to Locatelli for helping Spinelli.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Spinelli should be buying that guy's dinner. I mean, the guy came in as a wild card, first time riding the bike. They're like, we want testing information, and
he wasn't a wild card. He was a replacement, right?
Yeah.
But just for a couple rides, right?
Yeah, because Pedrosa. What's his name? Got hurt.
Yeah, but they brought
Danny.
Him up to move him. So, to try it. So, anyways, great job. Points over there. Bautista has a small lead over Toprak, Razgatiaglu, and then Buliga's starting to fall. It's early.
Yeah.
His early wins are down.
I'm done with Buliga. I should have known. Don't ever pick anybody who's named after a whale.
Yeah. And and then the Lowe's brothers are just falling
Alex is in fourth.
Like
what are you
leaves
talking
in
about?
The trees and fall in autumn. All right.
They're going to Mazzano next.
No one's going to remember that in 7 weeks.
No one's going to remember in 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get into Supercross. Yep. The 250s. Hayden Diggin can't catch a break and maybe doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I think right now he doesn't. He doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it. And the two guys I think that have really earned it were the guys that finished at the top.
I think it's
right.
Good.
Ansi and what's his name? Valley.
I think it's good that he's not going to, that he's probably won't win.
I think it's better for
not
him.
Winning
I think he'll be
best.
A better rider next year for it.
Yes.
I don't understand why they changed his riding style in the middle of the season.
I don't know.
They were talking about that a couple times now, and that just doesn't make any sense. Other than that, the 250s were not like.
Well, the only highlight for me for the 250s was that Triumph got their first heat win. Woo! But
what's a heat? Oh, that's those things I don't watch. Okay.
Yeah. So Triumph
really
won the first
say
heat.
That there was a heat race was a highlight.
Yes, he did.
For Triumph, it was.
Warren, there's a basement under my house. Let's just do the show there.
Yeah, Jalik Swole. It's his best event of the season, I think.
No, it's not. If you look at the numbers, it's not. It was the most attention he got, and he got his win on the Triumph, which made Ricky happy. And I guess when you fire the guy's other rider, like that's a big motivator.
Yep.
Like, Billy, you're going to be rideless. But other than that, I don't think we learned anything. And here's what we learned in 450s. is that if Cooper Webb doesn't win the championship, Jason Anderson's going to pay for that for every time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he's like, I didn't know I couldn't stop.
Yeah. I mean,
Cooper Webb needs to hire Barsha and be like, hey, here's the 100 G's.
Cooper has to, I think he needs to start thinking that I'm pretty much going to be a dead duck unless I'm in first or second place. He can't be down in fifth place.
That wasn't his intention. He was in second place when Anderson ran into him.
He's got to be away from the field. That was my point. You got to be away from the field. We know, we always say that.
Yeah.
You know,
okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. A guy dives in intentionally to take, and I know he's saying, that wasn't intentional. I was going for the pass. Nobody was stopping that.
Well, crap happens, and effectively that kind of cut his legs like out in the championship from him.
All over made it
difficult.
Yeah.
That was just terrible.
Yeah,
that was a hit job.
But it's probably completely in Jet Lawrence's hands, so he can no
12
excuses
points
for
two
him.
Rounds to go. It's gonna be hard.
Yep, real hard.
So. He's gonna have to. Webb's gonna have to help Anderson Titanic.
There's a lot of people that will help.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, right? So
they need to have a at the post drivers or post riders meeting. Hey, everybody. But yeah, that was a big thing I saw out of that. It was in Philadelphia, so you figure assault and battery is okay there.
It's actually encouraged.
Yeah. Like, you probably couldn't buy tickets to Supercross without a felony.
I didn't see any batteries being thrown onto the track, though.
Don't give them ideas, Warren.
Yeah, right.
That's Philadelphia.
I'll bet you there was plenty of stuff that was thrown out there. Those people can't hang on to their stuff.
Yeah. There's like a black hole in the middle of the field, and it just, anything you throw up in the air just heads towards it, apparently. Other than that, that race was not.
Yeah, Jet got the whole shot, led all the way to the end.
The whole way. Yep. Nobody even challenged him that
whole
race.
Flag.
Yep.
Tomac shouldn't have come back.
No, Tomac should not have come back.
Well, there are some rumors now that he's going to be back next season.
Oh, yeah, because he's embarrassed. And you know what makes you better than being embarrassed once? Ex Chad Reed is keep coming back.
Keep doing it. That's right. Yeah. Keep doing it. Just keep on doing it. Yeah. Right?
Like, I'm sorry. I like Tomac as a person. I liked him as a racer. He was a guest on the show. I thought he was a great guest on the show. But here's the deal, right? He's not winning a third championship.
No, I don't think
so. It's not going to happen.
Doesn't look like it.
No, and actually, I think his reason for coming back, and I've said this all along, was he wanted to prove that he was better than Jet Lawrence. That's what it was all about.
Oh, I think he wanted the third championship.
He's not doing it. I think he wanted to win over Jet Lawrence because, you know, Jet Lawrence gets all the press and all that, and I think he just wanted to come back and win the championship, rub their faces, and then I think he would have retired. Now I think he'll stick around, unfortunately. I think he'll stick around, and he will regret that.
Yeah.
So
pretty sure he's already regretting that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Roczen's done for the season.
Yep.
Surprise, what's this? The fifth season.
Broken leg.
Finish?
Yep.
Aaron Plessinger signed a new deal.
Yeah, but he's done for the season too.
No, they're saying he'll be back for the outdoors.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, that's a different season.
Yeah,
he's done for Supercross.
Yeah,
is there any talk about how long Roczen will be out? I know his Supercross season is done, but any chance he's going to run the outdoor season? Did they say
that starts three weeks after the end of Supercross?
That doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's a long enough season that he could miss a couple races, and you know his championship chances will get greatly reduced. But I just don't. I just think it's going to be kind of ugly for the series, you know, and even though it's two different series, but I mean, I think for the overall franchise, if, you know, Jet Lawrence comes out and wins the motocross, I don't think that's good. Right.
Yeah.
Probably. He's not. Better. He's better outdoors than he is indoors. So there you go. So I don't think it's a good thing. But.
Probably not.
No. Anyway, all right. Well, let's get off Supercross because it's
it's a pressure.
Let's talk about Moto 2.
Let's talk Moto 2.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So at the end of last show, Ken was saying, I'll have to see some more before if I believe that Joe Roberts is for real or not.
Absolutely. I have to see him win one.
And here's what I'm going to say. It's Joe Roberts. You're welcome. I did not take you in the pool. You were juicy. You were looking at 11.
Oh, points wise. Points. Oh, yeah. He was very juicy.
That was a juicy pick. But I said, if I pick him, he's going to crash. But also, I don't want to say that I was a believer, right? He had good, good stuff. This was the first time he showed something.
I think so.
Came up from 11th, raced up there, and raced like he belonged up there.
Yep, I agree with that. I think he definitely did. Now he's got to make that next step. He's got to make that next step. He's got to win a race.
Yeah.
He's got to win a race.
He's looking like he has the talent and the bike to do it. He just needs to do it. I mean,
there's a lot of money in cam models.
There is a lot of money in cam models.
Money and money just thrown at him. It probably sounds like this. Choo! Right.
Well, maybe that's what they should do at the end of every lap. His bike goes ding as it goes.
Look, I'll be completely on board if he scores, another couple podiums over the next month. So there's a lot of racing in the next month. They race like every week, I think. And if he can get two more, over the next 6 weeks, I'll say if he can get two more podiums. Then I'll be convinced. The problem is he hasn't had the consistency, right? He has the sparks, the flash, and then doesn't.
Yeah, right? This is the first time he's done it this many, where he's
three
in a row.
Three in a row.
Right. Yep.
And I'm not even talking podiums. I'm talking like three top fives or three. Whatever.
I'm talking about finishing.
He said, he's had a lot of
DNFs.
So hopefully this is a good sign of things to come. Right.
And he's in first place, right?
Yeah.
No, Aldeguer is
Aldeguer. No.
Yeah. No.
No, Joe Roberts is leading
by 2 points, I think.
Okay.
No, I want to say it's five. Right? Isn't it five? Because it was two. It's 5 points, 69 points to 64. Yep. So he's gotta
if he wants to hang on to that, he's gotta keep scoring podiums.
Yeah,
because that 5 points is nothing.
Getting slower. Yep. Aldeguer is starting to get a little bit better.
A lot better. He had a miserable first four races of the season. So
I think probably Lopez. I'll tell you who's surprising me is like Canet. Right? I had much higher hopes for Canet this
year. Yeah, he's another one that's got, he used to have the consistency. Remember, he was always getting seconds, getting seconds. And this season he's not that's not happening for him. So we'll see.
Dixon's just miserable.
Yeah,
Dixon's fast enough to win a race, and he also drops the bike a lot.
Yeah. So it must be a British thing, like the Lowe's, Dixon.
It could be.
I don't know. That's just miserable. I expected more out of him. But yeah, Joe Roberts is leading Moto 2, so I'm happy an American's leading Moto 2.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he's put together some races back to back.
No one's going to care that he's leading now.
I'm picking him because I'm not dooming him.
Right. And no one will care that he's in the lead of the series right now. They'll care when we get to the end of the season.
I care right now.
Okay. I don't. I want to see. I want to see him be in the top three in the series.
That hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Phil.
I didn't know you had any feelings left.
I don't.
He doesn't, but humor him every now and then, So anyway, so Aldeguer was, nobody could do much with Aldeguer in Moto 2. So
Roberts was running same times with him.
Yeah, I think if Roberts had started in the top five,
but he couldn't cut into his lead. Was the problem?
Well, it's not he wore his bike out by the time he caught up to got into second place.
Yep.
I don't know.
Anyway, so that was Moto 2. So congratulations to Joe Roberts. Keep it up.
Yeah. No. Good job, Joe.
Yeah.
Yep. Joe. Whatever.
Good job, Joe. You got the doghouse gift. None of us picked you.
Yeah. No. Okay. And I'm gonna not pick him.
So
if you pick Joe Roberts, I'm banning you from the show. You do not doom that kid.
Yeah. So, I mean,
curse of death.
MotoGP, there's some great racing in MotoGP this weekend.
And Martin threw away what could have been a great win.
He did. Thank God I didn't pick him. Remember, I had Bagnaia the week before, and I paid for it.
Yeah, I picked Martin because he was looking good, and he was looking good until he dumped it.
And yep. I had Marquez.
Oh, that's not terrible.
No.
Second place is not bad, but it was great racing. Those last five laps was great racing. I thought Marquez was going to overtake him.
Well,
up until that collision that they had when the two of them came together, and Marquez has his tires all over his sleeve, you know, all over the sleeve of his leathers.
Had that not been Bagnaia, would they have been saying, "Well, he's a dirty rider"? Because
Marquez.
Because that's what they did to Bouvier.
Yeah, but Marquez was you cannot blame Bagnaia for what happened. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. Marquez leaned into him. And, you know, that's what happened. There just wasn't enough space.
It's different when it's people they like, Corn.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Look, both commentators are from England. They've lost two wars to us, and we've had to bail them out of two other ones.
Well, man, okay, this is an Italian. Like, this is an Italian and a Spaniard. And everybody hates them. So,
amen.
I don't think anybody said anything about either one of them.
No.
Relative to that, you know, it's just a common racing incident. Two bikes trying to battle for the same spot. So, but I will say one thing. You, Warren, I give you credit. You were the first Doghouse person to pick Marquez. So that was going out on a limb. So you picked a good weekend to do that. But I will have to say something. And that is, we have to remember that he's on a second tier satellite bike. Based on how he's doing on a second tier satellite bike, do we think there's a possibility that he'll get a first tier satellite ride for Ducati?
Absolutely not, according to Phil and Ken 2 weeks ago when I brought that up.
When you brought up was him getting a factory ride. And I just said a first tier satellite ride, which would be like Pramac.
Well,
and Pramac's
Pramacs are essentially
Pramac's got a seat.
Bikes.
Pramac's got it. No, okay. You can say that, but it's not a factory bike. Okay, it's a first tier satellite. So Jorge Martin has already said that he will not ride for Pramac next year. He's counting on replacing Andrea Bastianini. And I think that's why he's riding so hard this season. It's probably the reason why
he
made a mistake.
In. Yeah, that's the only way he's got to do well to get that.
But, I mean, I could be screwing this up, but I thought, BR46 team there and Pramac Ducati were also talking to Yamaha, and Ducati was worried about keeping.
There has been some rumors that Pramac has been talking to Yamaha.
Right? Yeah,
that is true.
If Pramac goes to Yamaha, Martin doesn't want to ride that anyway.
Well, no one wants to ride that.
Right? And Marquez ain't going there.
Hey, well, look, if that doesn't happen, okay, remember who's sitting on the Pramac right now. Jorge Martin, who said he's not going to come back next year, and Morbidelli, who is not going to have a choice. Okay? He won't be coming back next year. There potentially could be two seats. If it goes to Yamaha, no one's going to want it. Well, Zarco will. Because Zarco's on a Honda right now.
I was about to say, whoever's riding a Honda will want to go.
Anybody who's on a Honda right now, because they're all being thrown off the bikes. So
Marini.
That's how, I mean, if they do go to Yamaha, that's where they're going to have to go. They're going to have to go to a Honda rider if they go to Yamaha. No one else is going to want it. So, but if they don't, and I don't know why you would do it, why Pramac would want to go to a losing bike. That's going to cost them sponsorship money. It's a dumb move.
Which is why I don't think it'll happen.
I don't think it'll happen, and the reason I bring that up, and it's a lot of season ahead of us, and it all depends on how Marquez does over the course of the season. But he's got an out in his contract, and his out in his contract is if a level one satellite or a factory team offers him a ride, he can go. He doesn't need permission. So the question is, and there was always talk about him going back to Repsol Honda. That's done. That's not happening. Okay. That's
just
done.
Just look what's going on this year.
He would not go back if they paid him. I don't think he'd go back if they paid him $40 million a year. because I think he wants to win a championship and retire. And that will not going to happen in the next 5 years on a Repsol.
Not the way things are going.
So the question is, and you can pull out the book of accountability, of no accountability. I think he'll be a prime candidate to take Morbidelli's seat. And I will bet you, I'm going to be the first one to say this, that if Jorge Martin does not replace Enea Bastianini, he will stay with Pramac, even though he said he wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best seat. It's the best seat.
He would be dumb not to.
It's the best seat that's available outside the factory. So there you go. That'd be a hell of a team. That would be a hell of a team, Marquez and Martin. That'd be a hell of a team. And I could say we can be pretty sure Marquez is as healthy as he's going to get. Today, that's it. And he was able to get a second place and really compete for a first place. I think that's the best. I mean, if he pulls off a win, to me, it's a miracle. But I think he can still get podiums. Because in race one, he said, we're not ready for the podium. But now they are. Okay,
here, let's be realistic then. Let's ask one question. Yeah. Plain and simple. No matter what bike, I don't care what Eric switches to.
Yep.
Do you think he can win a championship?
Not based on what we've seen so far. It would have to change a lot this season.
All right.
He would have to keep getting progressively better.
So if you're factory Ducati,
and he has been,
your main goal is to win championships.
Yeah, absolutely. But right? Again, so what you're seeing is, okay, first of all, we don't know how it's going to be the rest of the season. So no one's signing him right now. So you'll see. Okay. If he ends up being in the top three on the championship, I think people will believe that he can do it. Okay. To me, he hasn't won a race yet. So, and I told you that before, I'm not picking him until he wins a race.
He's in sixth place right now. Mm-hmm. And that's including one or two DNFs.
One I know of. Maybe two.
And he's in sixth place with possibly two DNFs.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's not doing too bad.
Because other people are laying down DNFs.
Yeah, he's not, that's part of it. But this weekend he earned what he got this weekend. I think you're right that he's had other people also dumping their bike, but I mean he earned those 20 points.
Yeah, he was fast this weekend, right?
Potentially faster than the guy that won the race, but
because the guy that won the race crossed the finish line first.
Oh, that is true.
Right? That's like these people who told me after the Giants beat the Patriots. The Patriots are a better team. Well, no, they lost.
That right? Is true.
He lost. He wasn't faster than the other guy. The goal is to start there and finish.
He's got to win. And the problem is that does he win with both Martin and Bagnaia both
finishing? Up on their bikes.
That's a great question. That was a
battle for second until Martin threw it away.
Yeah. Well, no one was going to catch Martin this past weekend. No one was going to catch him.
Oh, no, but Bagnaia was pressing him. Bagnaia was pressing him. Definitely.
Overall, I think he was faster. If he had not thrown it away.
Yeah, that was one of the things I read after the race. They think that Bagnaia caused him to make a mistake.
He scared him.
By pressing him
for a lot of laps. He pressed him for like seven laps.
He scared him. He said, I got to push.
Well, it's pressure. It's pressure. Yeah. Bagnaia is probably one of the few racers you can't pressure that way.
But he looked kind of pressured when Marquez was coming at John.
Yeah, but he won, so I guess he did cave to it, right?
Marquez crossed the line first.
That's all matters.
I think old footsteps Marquez heard the crashing when they hit and was like, no, I don't want to be on the Honda.
I'm sure when Marquez hears a crash right now, he says, which Honda was that?
No, he probably goes, is that the window that kept me out for 2 years?
Yeah, right.
He doesn't want to wreck more than anybody there. All right, this has been The Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com. We'll be back next week.